Oh, I do hate these government receptions, especially now that I'm retired. But Sister Bing says I have to be here to show how important we women were in the war, and still are now. Ah, here's the wife of the new Mexican ambassador heading my way. And, as I expected, she thought I was Madame Bing, who was our foreign minister for the South and internationally famous for sitting with the enemy in Paris, negotiating a deal for peace that took 2 more years and our final offensive on Saigon to realise. Anyway, the little Mexican lady asks me when I'd had time to get all the medals on my silk gauzai, our traditional long dress, that I have gladly adopted instead of that itchy green uniform. I helped the young woman get over her confusion by telling her what each one was given to me for. My favourite is the tin affair that my river unit made for us way back then, after half of us dressed up and larked about on the bank to distract the French sailors, while half the unit attached limpet mines to the other side of their ship. No, I wasn't involved in much frontline action, but I did a lot of planning for some of that. Mainly for what Uncle Ho called the long-haired army. We were just as important as our army brothers. As communications operatives, as village explainers and organisers, as medical and social workers, as spies. The women who got closest to death, and most often, were our drivers, mechanics and road and trail menders on the land transport network that the Americans called the Ho Chi Minh Trail. The women with the most nerve-wracking jobs were the spies who beguiled enemy officers and, yes, even slept with them if they thought they could get useful information from them. Now, I'm not saying exactly who I organised, what I did or didn't do, but leaders did have to have experience of what we were asking our units to do. How else could we plan realistic operations with them? We wouldn't have had their respect or their results if we hadn't. You see, resistance was a way of life in my farming village in the Mekong Delta, against the French. I was only 10 when they beat up my brother in front of me. After that, my education consisted of finding ways to trick and block them. Later, my sweetheart Song and I arranged our big wedding as a distraction to keep the local French lookouts from spotting a flotilla of our fighters being ferried to Bentre behind them. We'd been planning to marry anyway, so that was extra fun. Sung was caught stealing weapons and imprisoned before Ming, our little boy, was born. I had the baby with me on a reconnaissance trip upriver, and I'll never know who tipped off the sécurité who threw me and Ming into a filthy jail. He died there. That was the worst time. Also because I got word that Sung had died in another prison. But we women eventually tricked the guards and got out and away and carried on. After the brothers in the north captured Dien Bien Phu in 1954, the French just crumbled. But the deals done with the Americans meant that we ended up with a new enemy who had better radios, bigger guns, and they used chemicals. I just threw myself into learning about them and devising new tricks we needed to get rid of them and that puppet regime in Saigon. That's when the village espionage wing that my sisters and I developed really took off, helping thousands of Saigon soldiers to desert. In the Tet Offensive of 68, we patched up our own wounded soldiers and got them to the safe refuges we had set up. And after that test of strength, we set up our provisional government for the South in one of our forest complexes. And that's where I met an intellectual sister called Nguyen Thi Binh, who soon took charge of our foreign ministry and whom we sent to Paris to represent us at those peace talks. Nguyen Thi Binh, what a woman. Here she is now in a lovely silver grey aozai to tell my little group that it was our women who shortened the war, not the Paris talks. Our brothers all knew that, which is why they elected me Vietnam's first woman vice president. But I'm tired now, and I'm handing that baton to little Sister Bing.